This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We are covering the Dog and Pony Show at the Senate live. Adam Schiff is the dog who is speaking right now. We had Chuck Schumer earlier. He went on record saying, this isn't a trial. No, it's true. You know, it wasn't a trial in the House. They didn't allow the Republicans to call any witnesses. They didn't have any witnesses that actually witnessed or heard anything. So, it wasn't really a trial. Chuck Schumer said, this isn't a trial. It's a cover-up. And that's true also, but not in the way that he means it. It is a cover-up of the real corruption that happened with the Bidens, with Hunter and Joe, and that's what they don't want you to see, desperately don't want you to see. And so as they don't have any real basis for this impeachment, they had no actual facts or actual witnesses, they're now hoping that they can extend this while still keeping anybody from seeing anything about the corruption of the Bidens in Ukraine, or why that should be investigated. Again, they cannot commit crimes. The only crime is to investigate their crimes. And so let's go back to Adam Schiff as he is speaking in the Senate.
Another when the president is the cause of his own complaint. When the president withholds witnesses and documents and then attempts to rely on his own noncompliance to justify further concealment. President Trump made it crystal clear we would never see a single document or a single witness when he declared, as we just watched, that he would fight all subpoenas. As a matter of history and precedent, it would be wrong to assert that the Senate is unable to obtain and review new evidence during a Senate trial, regardless of why evidence was not produced in the House. You can and should insist on receiving all of the evidence so you can render impartial justice and can earn the confidence of the public in the Senate's willingness to hold a fair trial. Under the Constitution, the Senate does not just vote on impeachments. It does not just debate them. Instead, it is commanded by the Constitution to try all cases of impeachment. If the founders intended for the House to try the matter and the Senate to consider an appeal based on the cold record from the other chamber, they would have said so. But they did not. Instead, they gave us the power to charge and you the power to try all impeachments. The framers chose their language and the structure for a reason. As Alexander Hamilton said, the Senate is given awful discretion in matters of impeachment. The Constitution thus speaks to senators in their judicial character as a court for the trial of impeachments. It requires them to aim at real demonstrations of innocence or guilt, and it requires them to do so by holding a trial. The Senate has repeatedly subpoenaed and received new documents, often many of them while adjudicating cases of impeachment. Moreover, the Senate has heard witness testimony in every one of the 15 Senate trials, full Senate trials in the history of this republic, including those for Presidents Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Indeed, in President Andrew Johnson's Senate impeachment trial, the House managers were permitted to begin presenting documentary evidence to the Senate on the very first day of the trial. The House manager's initial presentation of documents in President Johnson's case carried on for the first 2 days of trial, immediately after which witnesses were called to appear in the Senate. This has been the standard practice in prior impeachment trials. Indeed, in most trials, this body has heard from many witnesses.
All right,
we've got
to take a break from the lies here. I'll just break this down for you from James Howard Kunstler. He summed this up perfectly. He said the tactic here is lawfare. To provoke a legal pissing match over executive privilege, which they hope to turn into a campaign ploy in the months ahead, that Trump concealed the truth. He says this time the Senate rules will give them a chance to run option plays from the Brett Kavanaugh playbook, flooding the end zone with obvious geeks and bottom feeders of the like of Michael Avenatti. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. We'll be keeping tabs on the Senate show here, and that's exactly what it is. But we have some breaking news that came out from Project Veritas this morning. We have yet another Bernie field organizer. This guy is out of South Carolina. I think the other guy was, where was it, Minnesota or something, that the other guy was? I had a couple of clips from him. But they're on the same page, even though they're in different areas of the country, because, again, this shows that these radical Marxists who support the radical Marxist Bernie Sanders, remember, Bernie Sanders, at the very tail end of the Soviet Union, as it was about to collapse, he wanted to go there for his honeymoon and, you know, drink beer with his comrades. And so this is what his comrades here in the United States say. Another individual, this is part three. And again, he wants a violent revolution. See, he's not only is he like Bernie Sanders, he's like Ralph Northam and the Virginia Democrats and Democrats across the country. They want a violent revolution, and they can either do it with the grassroots people. I'm not that concerned about that happening, as I am a violent revolution being started by the people like Governor Kuhnman in Virginia. But this is what he had to say on tape. Martin Weisgerber. I leave it to the Soviets to make the most badass, effing most effective gun in the world, the AK-47, destroyer of imperialism and colonization. That's why I want to get it tattooed on me. He goes on to say, I'll straight up get armed. I want to learn how to shoot and go train. Yeah, this guy's obviously never touched a gun either. I'm ready for an effing revolution. I'll tell you, getting the rich. As I pointed out before, you know, you've got to be careful when you start these socialist revolutions because Robespierre, who was guillotining everybody, eventually got his head in the guillotine as well. You know, what goes around comes around. You can't stop these violent revolutions once you start them, Martin. Let's build them, the billionaires, let's force them, rather, to build roads, rebuild our roads, rebuild our dams, rebuild our bridges. Let's force them. What else? But what will help is when we send all the Republicans to re-education camps. So do we just cease? Do we just dissolve the Senate, House of Representatives, the judicial branch, have something Bernie Sanders and the Cabinet of the People make all decisions for the climate? I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, I know. And I've reported on this for years, how people like Prince Charles and John Schellenhuber, who is the chief climate advisor for the Pope, with their Earth League, they have proposed a planetary council and a worldwide government that would, you know, they want a planetary court and a planetary council and so forth, and a worldwide government. That's exactly what this guy is talking about. And he goes on to say, Soviet Union was not horrible. I mean, you know, for women's rights, the Soviet Union, I think, the most progressive place to date in the world. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking of all of the babushka memes that we had when, you know, the beautiful women in Russia could not have access to reasonable clothes. You know, they're walking around in Paddington bear boots and a babushka cap over their heads. It's like, I don't know. This is evidently they compare favorably to the Antifa Bernie Sanders supporters that this guy hangs out with, the way that they were dressed. He reveals that his father is a Belgian Marxist who participated in the May 1968 civil unrest in Paris, and that his mother is left as well, but she can't make her views known because she works for WBUR in Boston. That's an NPR station. Yeah, we kind of knew that, didn't we? Didn't we know that NPR was there? So you can find this article and links to that at InfoWars. I'll straight up get armed, he said. Second, Bernie staffer threatens violence against Trump supporters. What Bernie did, he said, was inspire people. He created a movement that started to flood Washington. Democratic socialists are running all over. There are so many Democratic socialists running in 2020. And, you know, when we look at this, now think about that other poster child of the Democrat socialists, AOC, who has endorsed Bernie herself. I mean, you know, she's another one of these leftist Marxists like this guy, who loves the Soviet Union, who loves authoritarianism. You know, the Puerto Rican bartender came out and said that the Democrat Party is a center conservative party. We don't have a leftist party in this country. You see, her idea of a leftist party, which is what she wants, is full-on totalitarianism. And as I point out, I'll point out again, complete centralized government and power without any restrictions. And number two, they will control and manage every detail of your life. She had this to say, we don't have a left party in the U.S. The Democrat Party is not a left party. The Democrat Party is a center or a center conservative party. This tells you how far occasional cortex is, you know, her left side of her brain, or if she has a brain, I don't know. We can't even get a floor vote on Medicare for All. So that's it. We can't even get a floor vote on it. So that shows that the Democrats are not real leftists, she says. So this is not a left party. There are left members inside the Democrat Party that are trying to make that shift happen. Yeah, that's right. And so speaking of shifts, let's go back to the liar, Adam Schiff. He has still got the floor, and they want more time to do this because, again, they want to stretch this out for the entire campaign. That is the point. They cannot win on these issues like Medicare for All, and by that, they mean all. Everybody from every other country is going to come here and get health care at your expense and education at your expense. They'll probably get it if the Democrats are handing out the free stuff. They will get it to a greater extent than you will because you're just an ugly American. Let's go back to Adam Schiff.
In terms of the environment, the one that's most appropriate for the circumstances. The Senate should address all the documentary issues. And most of the witnesses now, not later. The need to subpoena documents and testimony now has only increased due to the president's obstruction for several reasons. First, his obstruction has made him uniquely and personally responsible for the absences of the witnesses before the House. Having ordered them not to appear, he may not be heard to complain now that they followed his orders and refused to testify. To do otherwise only rewards the president's obstruction and encourages further future presidents to defy lawful process in impeachment investigations. Second, if the president wishes to contest the facts, and his answer and trial brief indicates that he will try, he must not continue to deny the Senate access to the relevant witnesses and documents that shed light on the very factual matters he wishes to challenge. The Senate trial is not analogous to an appeal where the parties must argue the facts on the basis of the record below. There is no record below. There is no below. This is the trial.
Yeah, you didn't produce any facts. You didn't produce any witnesses. So now they want to try to do that. Let's give us some more time. We want more airtime. That's what. And again, he is being so repetitive. Let me go to what some other people have said, because I think as we talk about this fight over the rules, and that's what we're looking at right now, a fight over how this is going to be conducted. We had Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's one of the Republicans that they believe that they can pull off to their side. Told the Hill that she has received briefing materials from former senators who participated in the 99 Clinton trial, arguing that Roberts should not be able to break a tie. She said, it's my understanding that if it's a tie, it fails. Now, let's talk about what the rules say, because Remember, these people don't read the Constitution that gives them their authority. And that's why it's important to look at the Constitution. I know they don't believe any aspect of it is in effect. And so they're just going to make this stuff up as they go along. Look, if you're going to remove somebody from office during this Senate trial after impeachment, you need two-thirds of a vote, which they did not achieve with Bill Clinton or with Andrew Johnson. So you need 67 senators to join in that. However, when you're talking about these types of rules, this is a straight-up vote. And so, you know, if you have 51 votes, you win. Now, how do they break ties in the Senate if you're tied 50-50? Well, according to the established rules, not the arbitrary ones that they're going to create now, you bring in the vice president. Why is nobody saying that? You got Dianne Feinstein arguing that Roberts should be breaking the tie. No, you don't bring in the Chief Justice. You bring in the Vice President, the President of the Senate Pro Tem.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
One of the most egregious things that has been proposed for a long time, and we've had a lot of egregious proposals to try to take people's guns. I think the red flag law is one of the worst ideas we've ever seen. You know, take the gun, do the due process later, if you ever get around to it. But what we saw yesterday with the peaceful rally and how you had the violence and the revolution that the Democrats hope to see happen. We just saw that again, yet by another Bernie Sanders supporter. But I think the real danger is what we're seeing from the Harvard and Yale suits. Like we had Mark Levine, who was a Democrat legislator, say, yeah, we've got the military to come after you. We've had other Democrats say, we'll send in the National Guard or whatever. I mean, they want a revolution. And they think that this is their key to getting it. But it's also the media, as their handmaids, essentially doing a red flag to 50,000 people. They have now been slandered and vilified and red flagged by the Democrats. I would even say by the FBI. Guilt by association, you know, just like they did with the Hutterite militia. The FBI came after them. They were eventually exonerated. The FBI still has them on their list of bad boys. They should rename themselves the Richard Jewell Militia. But yeah, the FBI, the media, the Democrats will vilify everybody. We got a great compilation of what the media tried to do to people in Virginia with a Second Amendment rally by Darren McBreen. I want to play that for you now. Let's go to video clip number two.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're here at the Virginia State Capitol in Richmond, where thousands of protesters have gathered to protest proposed legislation limiting gun rights.
Richmond, Virginia is on high alert this morning before a gun rights rally that local authorities fear could turn violent.
Virginia's governor has declared a state of emergency.
We're seeing threats of violence. We're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our Capitol.
USA! USA!
Virginia Democrats' plans to enact a sweeping series of gun measures have already fired a rebellion in dozens of counties.
Monday's rally is related to new gun reforms proposed in Virginia's legislature, now controlled by Democrats for the first time in more than two decades.
Now, armed gun rights supporters from across the country, including some from the far right, are planning to sweep into Richmond on Martin Luther King Day.
The arrest of three alleged white supremacists is raising alarms ahead of a gun rights rally in Richmond, Virginia.
The arrest of the three men, Michelle, is really feeding this narrative that there could be violence here on Monday. In fact, investigators say the three men were targeting the event as a way of spreading their hate-filled ideology.
They claim white supremacists are crawling the nation, that all gun owners are racist, and that people are planning to kill law enforcement in Virginia, when conservatives and patriots have never even acted like that at a gun rally before.
Are you a white supremacist?
Yeah.
Am I a white supremacist?
I was told there'd be
this
white
supremacists. This ain't me, I got dreads.
Oh, wow, you really are blackface. Like.
I do not support in any way, shape, or form Governor Northam and the Democrats' gun control. What I also don't support is the fact that every news piece you've seen on this weekend, they've always brought up the issue of race.
A neo-Nazi group that advocates violence against minorities while rallying around slogans like Save Your Race.
Neo-Nazis.
White supremacist groups.
White supremacists.
A white supremacist group.
White supremacist group.
White nationalist group.
No white supremacist!
supremacy!
No white supremacy!
White supremacist groups and militias may gather in the former Confederate capital today, where Democrats are proposing new gun laws.
They want to paint Trump supporters as neo-Nazis and white supremacists.
As though it's nothing but white rednecks and hillbillies out here who care for the Second Amendment, when actually black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Americans in general,
Americans,
care about the Second Amendment.
These white politicians in leftist-run cities want to take away black women's rights to protect ourselves.
You know the media is going to lie about what happened out here today, but you guys are all out here to tell the truth. And you guys are out here filming, and you're going to tell your friends and family the truth about what happened in Virginia today. That hundreds of thousands of patriots showed up to stand up for their God-given rights and to let the corrupt governor of Virginia know you will not take away our firearms and you will not silence us.
President Trump weighing in. Your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They will take your guns away.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And if they ever really try to take the guns, 1776 will commence again.
Man, we stay, bro.
That's right.
White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Mexican, whatever. United, we stay.
Yeah, I love those clips that Darren put together, especially that last one that he had there of the black man who has a poster of Governor Kuhnman dressed up as a black person in blackface, right, with his Ku Klux Klan friend, and saying, we're not white supremacists. We want to have our right to self-defense, and we have hashtag Black Guns Matter, saying these people are doing this because they want to create chaos. Yes, they do want to have a civil war and melt it down. You heard them say, right here in the former capital of the Confederacy. Tucker Carlson talked about this last night on Fox, about how, hey, nobody died, nobody got hurt. How is that shocking? Let's go to video clip number 7.
Chin tuggers on the tube. Nothing especially dramatic happened there today. Nothing is on fire. Nobody died. A group of Americans rallied to defend their constitutional rights and did not start a war in the process. The national media are reeling in confusion tonight. Once again, it turns out they know next to nothing about the country they supposedly cover. In last fall's elections, as you may remember, Virginia turned from red to blue. Democrats in the state, newly ascendant, responded to the demands of donors in New York and L.A. and immediately set about trying to undo hundreds of years of precedent on gun laws and effectively nullify the Second Amendment in Virginia. Well, this morning, thousands of Virginians marched peacefully at the state capitol to protest this attack on their rights. Under some circumstances, a demonstration to protect the Constitution would be considered virtuous. Civil disobedience, they often tell us, it's what democracy is supposed to look like. But needless to say, they don't mean it. Instead of congratulating the protesters, the left suggested they were engaged in some form of terrorism. Prospect of gun control in Virginia draws threats, promise of armed protest, read the ominous warning in the Washington Post. Richmond braces for white supremacist militias at gun rally, said Axios. According to a website called Raw Story, quote, authorities fear Richmond gun rally could be the next Charlottesville. Well, on television, the chirpy morning shows, being wholly dependent on left-wing websites to tell them what to think, obediently parroted the party line. Watch this.
State of emergency. Richmond, Virginia on high alert this morning, bracing for violence as thousands descend for a gun rights rally.
Richmond, Virginia is on high alert this morning before a gun rights rally that local authorities fear could turn violent.
Police in Virginia bracing for a massive crowd at a gun rights rally today amid fears it will attract white supremacists and turn violent. This morning, what officials are doing to avoid another Charlottesville.
State of emergency, white supremacists! Keep in mind that the protesters in Richmond were protesting a governor who is admitted to wearing a racist costume.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Tucker got it.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow, because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. politics. I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products M4's life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
InfoWars.com lives in defiance of big tech, in defiance of the globalists, in defiance of all the lips fake lawsuits against us, and we will continue on because it's about the truth. I'm honored to be censored and deplatformed by the mainstream media that supports those child molesting globalists. 1776, USA, 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 USA. USA! 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 The globalists think they can silence America. They thought they intimidated us, but we were really sleeping. Now their attempts to bully us and shut us down have only angered us. And now we are awake and we are fighting back with the truth of the First Amendment in defiance of the Soros, Bloomberg, Puppet, that is KKK Commander Murphy!
Democrats take you over. You must criminally investigate Democrats. Democrats are a fraudulent criminal group that know they are a criminal fraud. And I'll just be quite frank with you. The only way to deal with them is to rout them out politically. InfoWars.com, we love you. USA! USA! You guys did a great job. Yay for the First Amendment! Yay for the Second Amendment! Great job! You guys kicked ass today. You came out here when you peacefully exercised your First Amendment in defense of your Second Amendment. And just like I told Pierce Morgan all those years ago, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns.
All right, you've been hearing some excerpts from what happened yesterday in Virginia, so that you know what happened there. And again, we're able to do that because of your support. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com support this program, my program in the morning, War Room in the afternoon, and, of course, allows us to go to these types of events and cover them extensively. We've got a lot of crew, a lot of different reporters on the ground covering what's happening there, so you are not reliant on the mainstream media's lies. That's exactly what they wanted to have happen. That's why they've pushed us off of social media. But, again, you can find that report at band.video. If you want to make sure they don't purge us and purge this independent news organization off of the Internet, go directly to band.video. You don't have to find your news at Facebook and Twitter YouTube anymore. You can go directly to the websites. Remember when everybody used to do that? Yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing, wasn't it, that they created social media heavily funded by DARPA so they could get people into, as Matt Drudge pointed out, it is a walled community. You know, don't go to the Drudge Report. Don't go to InfoWars. Don't go to band.video. Go directly to Mark Zuckerberg's carefully controlled and curated website or YouTube, controlled by Google. Yeah, go there, and then they will purge. They used us to help to build their platforms. As a matter of fact, I remember when Zuckerberg and Facebook came to Alex and begged him to do live streaming on Facebook. He was one of about two or three people at the beginning. So they used us to help to build their platform and then purged us off of it. So if you want to keep us in business and keep free speech going, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great specials right now. We have big discounts off of storable food. We have up to 50% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food. It is storable for up to 25 years. The best packaging you're going to find anywhere. We have the food is non-GMO, made in America, and you can reseal it after you open it up. We also have some great discounts off of the Alexa Pure Gravity Feed Water Filter, as well as the Alexa Pure Breeze, an air filter for your home. And remember, especially this time of year, where many places it's very cold, you lock your home up. Shut it down to try to make sure you don't have any cold air getting in. Well, that means that you're going to have a lot of concentration of things that are being outgassed, whether it's radon gas in your house or whether it's stuff coming out of your carpet or your furniture or even just cooking. So you want to make sure that you keep your air clean as well as your water clean, and nobody is going to do that for you. But you can get a big discount right now, up to 30% off of both of those at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to the Senate briefly here. We've played you Adam Schiff, and you've heard his lies going on for quite some time. Let's go to the president's, one of his legal staff now.
In any court in this country.
Go ahead.
And I said, Judge, my case is overwhelming, but I'm not ready to go yet. I need more evidence before I can make my case. I would get thrown out in 2 seconds. And that's exactly what should happen here. That's exactly what should happen here. It's too much to listen to, almost. The hypocrisy of the whole thing. And what are the stakes? What are the stakes? There's an election in almost 9 months. Months from now, there's going to be an election. Senators in this body the last time had very wise words. They echoed the words of our founders. A partisan impeachment is like stealing an election. And that's exactly what we have. We have, talk about the framers' worst nightmare. It's a partisan impeachment that they've delivered to your doorstep. In an election year, some of you are upset because you should be in Iowa right now. But instead we're here, and they're not ready to go. And it's outrageous. It's outrageous. And the American people won't stand for it, I'll tell you that right now. They're not here to steal one election, they're here to steal two elections. It's buried in the small print of their ridiculous articles of impeachment. They want to remove the President Trump from the ballot. They won't tell you that. They don't have the guts to say it directly, but that's exactly what they're here to do. They're asking the Senate to attack one of the most sacred rights we have as Americans, the right to choose our president in an election year. It's never been done before. It shouldn't be done now. The reason it's never been done is because no one ever thought that it would be a good idea for our country, for our children, for our grandchildren, to try to remove a president from a ballot, to deny the American people the right to vote based on a fraudulent investigation conducted in secret with no rights. Well, I could go on and on, but my point is very simple. It's long past time that we start this so we can end this ridiculous charade and go have an election. Thank you very much, Mr. Chief Justice.
All right, that was Cipollone. He made a great point about the fact that if he was, as a trial lawyer, if he went to the judge and said, hey, I need more time because I don't have a case yet. He'd get thrown out. Or if he went to him and said, hey, you know, we didn't have any witnesses that saw anything, and we shut down the witnesses who did see things because, you know, it would prove that he was innocent. They should be shut out as well. But they're not. They're not. I want to talk now briefly before we go to break a little bit, maybe a little bit on the other side of the break, about Hillary Clinton. You know, Hulu, the people who produced Handmaid's Tale, this anthem of the radical feminists, they're now producing Hillary, a four-part series. In it, she opens up about Monica Lewinsky, about her marriage, about Bernie Sanders. Nobody wants to work with him. Is that what she... Oh, that was about Bernie, not about Bill. Okay, anyway, I think it's very interesting what she has to say, and even what Hollywood Reporter has to say about this. When we come back, we'll talk about that and what it really tells us about HRC. For Royal Clinton. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
For the United Kingdom, trying to move to Disney's Magic Kingdom and do some work for them. They've lost their title of HRH, Her Royal Highness, His Royal Highness, or whatever. They're still Duke and Duchess of Suck Up, but they've lost the HRH. But, you know, Hillary will always be Her Royal Clinton. And part of the royalty of the Democrat Party, no doubt about it, and she has now thrown her weight against Bernie Sanders for a second time. You know, she does carry a grudge, doesn't she? I have a hunch that what we're seeing here with the impeachment situation could be going back to Hillary Clinton and her friends in the DNC who want to make sure that they erase that smudge on Bill Clinton and his legacy of having been the only president to be impeached besides Andrew Johnson in modern times. So now they want to, you know, do the same thing to President Trump to project their moral failings, their other failings on other people. I mean, we look at that dirty dossier, the P dossier. I said from the very beginning, this sounds like something that only the Clintons and the people around them could fantasize about. And that's exactly what it was. It was a filthy fiction that would only occur to the likes of Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and Hillary Clinton and the Wieners around them. Talking about Anthony Wiener. Hillary Clinton is now doing a four-part series for Hulu. They're going to call it Hillary. And again, she's going to tell us what she thinks, as if we cared, about Monica Lewinsky, about her marriage, about Bernie Sanders, and so forth. And the Hollywood Reporter, as they're talking about this, they say that it is largely a flattering portrayal, do you think? Do you think that Hulu would do an unflattering portrayal of Hillary Clinton? Do you think they would do an honest portrayal of Hillary Clinton? I mean, you know, when we go back and again, look at The Handmaid's Tale. And look at how they use that to vilify Christians. When if they really wanted to complain about the situation of women, they wouldn't have to make up some kind of a phony Christian government. We've had a merger of religion and government. Remember, it was Christians who gave us the First Amendment about freedom of free expression of religion. But they could just go to, I don't know, Saudi Arabia or some other place that operates under Sharia law, and they could show us, instead of the women having to wear a particular uniform, which does not cover their face, by the way, they could show us a society where women are not allowed to vote or to drive cars. They got to go drive around in bumper cars. Remember that? And I've talked about that many times. They have a place where once a month these women in their burqas can go, and they only have women there so they can take off their burqas for a little while. They can ride around in bumper cars. Now, that's all being changed by the chief head chopper there right now, Mohammed bin Salman. But that is the society that is far worse than anything that Margaret Atwood or Hulu could imagine in Handmaid's Tale. And it's real, but they don't want to talk about that. They don't even want to do a documentary about that. Instead, they're going to do a fictional account to attack Christians, and then they're going to do a documentary about Hillary, a flattering portrayal, writes Hollywood Reporter, which is not political. And if they are, they're going to be leftists because they're Hollywood. I said at one point, the producer, director, Bernstein, said that she managed to track down Newt Gingrich by cell phone. And he told her that he would, quote, rather stick needles in his eyes than do the interview. Yeah, he does have a way of getting right to the point. And in this documentary about Hillary Clinton, as she dishes on Lewinsky and Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, none of them were contacted, you know, to do this. But then you have Hulu's head of documentaries saying, this is not an agenda piece. It's not an, we don't have an agenda. It's just a flattering portrayal of Hillary Clinton. She talked to The Hill, and she gave a little bit of a preview about what is in this. As she was coming after Bernie Sanders, she said this to say about him. She said, Bernie has been in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. What is she? She is a politician even after she doesn't have a career. President Trump ended your career, but nobody can end you constantly being on television. It's all just baloney. I feel so bad that people got sucked into it, she says, about other things, not about herself. You know, she was in the Senate for years. She got nothing done. As a matter of fact, when she tried to get something done as an unelected first lady, she tried to totally take over health care, even more radical than Obamacare. And they wouldn't have been able to get Obamacare. They could have probably gotten that done earlier, the Democrats, if they, you know, this like gradual encroachment, gradually taking our freedoms. But she decided that she would go for everything all at once. Because why? She is a totalitarian. There should be no restrictions on the centralization of power and on their control of every detail of our life. And there is no better way to describe Hillary Clinton's ideas on health care other than a totalitarian scheme, totally centralized in every detail, worse even than Obamacare. And she didn't get it done, by the way. That was her signature thing. didn't get it done. And so she went on to say, this person asked her about this, she said, you said in this documentary, talking about Sanders, nobody likes him, nobody wants to work with him, he got nothing done. Does that assessment still hold? She said, yes, it does. And then she later refused to confirm whether she would endorse or campaign for Sanders should he win the Democratic nomination this year. Oh, well, gee, I guess that's an open question then, right? I'm not going to go there yet. Oh, see, we don't know after what she just said. We're still in a very rigorous primary season. And she said, I will say, however, that it's not only him that I don't like. It's the culture around him. It's his prominent supporters. It's his online Bernie bros and their relentless attacks on lots of his competitors, particularly the women. The women. Again, going back to this narrative being sold by CNN and Elizabeth Warren, as you saw in the debates, the moderator, if you want to call her, there's nothing moderate about these people, saying, you know, did you beat this? Did you beat this woman, Elizabeth Warren? And then he says, no, I didn't do any of that. And then goes to Elizabeth Warren. So when he beat you, you know, what did you have to say about this? Now, Chris Silla said that the lack of support, or the, I should say, Hillary hating, that's the headline, Hillary hating on Bernie is actually really good news for him. And Chris Silla said this. He's like, guess who? For lots and lots of Sanders supporters, and even other Democrats who don't support him, guess who epitomizes the elite establishment? Well, that would be the Clintons. And Hillary Clinton's friendliness with Wall Street and well-heeled donors always irked Sanders and his backers during the 2016 campaign. Although, with very few exceptions, he rarely attacked her over it. For Clinton to attack Sanders as friendless and ineffective then, and to do so with the Iowa caucuses just 13 days away, affirms to Bernie's backers that everything he's been running against within the Democratic Party is still out there and still doesn't like him. And it also shows what she is really about, the elitism. You know, going back to December, this last December, December the 5th, she went on with Howard Stern and was trashing Bernie at that time. It's not about Elizabeth Warren and this fake narrative that's been put out there by CNN. She hated Bernie back the beginning of December when she was pushing a book that she was trying to hawk with Chelsea. And so she was asked by Howard Stern whether she hated Sanders for the long primary campaign that he ran against her. I don't hate anybody. You see, I just read that to you. She absolutely has no hatred for him, right? As she says, nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing. I don't hate him. I love him. He's a great guy. She said, he could have hurt me. He could have endorsed me, but he hurt me. And there's no doubt about it. So she's the victim. The victim. She said it was a real slow rollout of an endorsement of her candidacy. You know, we talk about the elitists. You know, she has the audacity, after what she did in terms of buying the DNC and using the superdelegates, just call them the elitist delegates, to shut Bernie out, even when he was winning the popular vote in many areas. She has the audacity to talk about the Electoral College and her winning the popular vote. She wouldn't even be the nominee if she hadn't used the elitists. That's it for the broadcast. Stay tuned. We have Paul Joseph Watson coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.